on WMFM Medford.
Whether I could be back in the USSR.
If it was all up to me, I'd let it be just the Beatles and the Stones.
Thank you. Jared Mancini there with their take on the classic Rolling Stones song Jumpin' Jack Flash from the brand new, not yet released, You Can't Always Want What You Get, a low-budget tribute to the Rolling Stones. Its due date, release date, is going to hit the iTunes thing on Wednesday, but we got an advanced copy, which is all in on a DVD-ROM in WAV format, so it's kind of hard to cue and forget where things start and what have you, which is why when we heard from David Greenberger, Everything Spoken kind of went into the next track, unbeknownst to us, of a take on Satisfaction, but didn't want to play that just yet because there are other things we wanted to get to. And in between, we heard The Beatles and the Stones by Lenny Berger. It is 12:12 according to that digital clock here at WMFO in Medford, and certainly around the time that we usually go to the radio bits, but I am not Belinda, and this is not her version of Bubbles in the Think Tank, but my version of Bubbles in the Think Tank. So we're going to push the radio obituaries off for a few more minutes yet, and get to one other thing that's kind of topical for today. It is the Memorial Day weekend, the beginning of summer, sort of, here in the US of A. But it is Memorial Day, and it begs us to ask a question that T-Max asks. So why don't we let him ask it in his one-man folk rock opera for this day and this weekend here on WMFO in Medford.
Accidents happen that take friends' lives. Disease cuts people down. We improve on safety, yeah, we research cures. But there's one thing that we just ignore. Why do we go to war? Why do we go to war? Why do we go to war?
To war.
Why do we go to war?
To war.
How can we ignore? Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not kill. Not give anymore.
Johnny, get your gun, get your gun, get your gun. Take it on the run, on the run, on the run. Hear them calling you and me, everyone for liberty. Hurry right away, no delay, start today. Make your daddy glad to have had such a lad. Tell your sweetheart not to pine, to be proud our boys in line. Over there, send the word over there. That the Yanks are coming, the Yanks are coming. The drum, drum coming everywhere. So prepare, say a prayer.
Return again. 10 million mothers' hearts must break for the ones who died in vain. Head bowed down in sorrow in her lonely ear, I heard a mother murmur through her tears. I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier. I brought him up to be my pride and joy. Who dares to place a musket on his shoulder to shoot some other mother's darling boy?
arbitrate their future trouble. It's time to lay the sword and gun away. There'd be no war today if mothers all would say, I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier.
Johnny, get your gun, get your gun, get your gun. Johnny, show the Hun you're a son of the sun. Hoist the flag and let her fly. Yankee doodle, do or die. Pack your little kit, show your fist to your fist. Yankee doodle, bang from the mouth and the tank. Make your
quote. Did you know it was
sure.
Mussolini?
It's okay to know it's Mussolini. Look, Mussolini was Mussolini. It's okay to know. It's a very good quote. It's a very interesting quote. And I know it. I saw it. I saw what, and I know who said it. But what difference does it make whether it's Mussolini or somebody else?
You want to be associated with a fascist?
No, I want to be associated with interesting quotes.
Have you heard it on the news about this fascist group thing? Evil men with racist views spreading all across the land. Don't just sit there on your ass and look that funky chain dance. Brothers, sisters, shoot your best. We don't need this fascist groove thing.
Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing.
Will you unequivocally condemn David Duke and say that you don't want his vote or that of other white supremacists in this election?
Well, just so you understand, I don't know anything about David Duke, okay? I don't know anything about what you're even talking about with white supremacy or white supremacists.
Would you just say unequivocally you condemn them and you don't want their support?
Well, I have to look at the group. I mean, I don't know what group you're talking about.
Okay, I mean, I'm just talking about David Duke and the Ku Klux Klan here, but...
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know David Duke. I don't believe I've ever met him. I'm pretty sure I didn't meet him, and I just don't know anything about him. White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist.
White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist.
Fascist got in motion. Generals tell him what to do. Stop your good time dancing. Train their guns on me and you. Fascist gang advancing. Sisters, brothers, lend a hand. Increase our population. Grab that good thing by the throat and throw it in the ocean. You're real tonight, you move my soul. Let's cruise on the dance floor. Come out your house and dance your dance. Shake that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing.
They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime. They're rapists. I will build a wall. It'll be a great wall. Drugs will not pour through that wall.
You can say what you want about the Quran. You can say what you want. There's something there.
Total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
Done better than anybody.
They're fed up with those guys back there, the media. They are the worst.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters.
A total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
He's walking out like big high fives, smiling, laughing, like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you.
We never win. We just don't win.
We are going to make America great again.
Great again. Great again. Great again. Great again. Great again. Great again.
So Donald Trump accuses Hillary Clinton of playing the woman card. He actually said, if Hillary were a man, I don't think she would get 5% of the vote. Well, that got me wondering, what would the Trump life experience and campaign look like if Donald Trump was a woman? A few thoughts come to mind. If Trump were a woman, he would have to break the greatest glass ceiling in American politics without being too demanding, loud, unladylike, or smart. If Trump were a woman, he would be labeled crazy and a bitch for his aggressive style. If Trump were a woman, his hair would be criticized even more than it normally is. Since he's been married 3 times, if Trump were a woman, he would be called a tramp and a gold digger by his opponents, and he would surely never get the evangelical vote. If Trump were a woman, he would have to carry mace for his own protection at his own rallies. He'd also have a 1 in 5 chance of being raped. Tragically, if Trump were sexually assaulted and got pregnant, many of his friends in the GOP wouldn't even support his right to have an abortion. Some may even want him punished. If Trump were a woman, his opponents would blame his hundreds of false and inaccurate statements on blood coming out of wherever, therefore making him unqualified to serve as commander-in-chief. Having declared bankruptcy 4 times, Trump would be heavily criticized for overspending, and questions would surely be raised. Does Donald Trump shop too much? If Trump were a woman, he would be in far greater danger of living in poverty. If Trump were a woman, he'd be at far greater risk of being killed by one of his ex-spouses. If Trump were a woman, because of pay inequality, his $1 billion might only be worth $750 million. Finally, if Trump were a woman, he'd be constantly accused of playing the woman card.
When the Führer says, he is the master race, be heil, heil, right in the Führer's face. Not to love the Führer is a great disgrace, so be heil, Heil! Right into Bureau's face. When her Goebbels says, we own the world in space, we Heil! Heil! Right in her Goebbels face. When her Goering says, they'll never bomb this place, we Heil! Heil! Right in her Goering's face. Are we not the Superman? Aryan pure Superman.
Yeah, we are the Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world to order. Heil Hitler's world to order.
Everyone of foreign race will love the pure space when we bring to the world disorder.
When the Führer says, he is the master race, we Heil, Heil! Right in the Führer's face, not to love the Führer is a great disgrace, so we Heil, Heil! Right in the Führer's face. Right in the Führer's face, not to love the Führer is a great disgrace, so be Heil, Heil,
right in the Führer's face.
Okay, enough of the Führer, past and present. It is time for the radio obituaries. It's 12:28, according to that digital clock here at WMFO in Medford. I should mention that these obituaries are fictitious, because this isn't, because I am not Belinda. So these are not real obituaries. But nonetheless, obituaries they are. And the first is for Emma Arlene Phillips, age 15, who passed away when she saw Taylor Swift exiting a neighborhood gym. She died three times before, realizing that the woman was not, in fact, Taylor Swift, whereupon she died once more. So for Emma Arlene Phillips, 15, teeny bopper, this obit is for you.
Called Valley Girl. Please welcome Miss Moon Zappa.
Yeah.
so grody. It was like really embarrassing. She's like, and we got like bag those toenails. I'm like, sure. She goes,
but they never
Our next radio bit is for the leader of the pack, a person who, other than being the leader of a pack, not much more is known about. What pack was he the leader of? It's alluded that it's some kind of motorcycle gang, but we never hear about or from any of its alleged members. All we do know is that he died on a rainy night in a motorcycle accident. Location and date of that accident are unknown. So, our next radio bit is for the leader of the pack.
Is she really going out with him?
Well, there she is. Let's ask her.
Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Mm-hmm. Gee, it must be great riding with him.
Is he picking you up after school today?
Mm-mm.
By the way, where'd you meet him? Yes, we see.
That's when I fell for
the leader of the pack.
My folks are always putting him down.
Down, down.
They said he came from the wrong side of town.
What do you mean when you say that he came from the wrong side of town?
They told me he was bad, but I knew he was sad. That's why I fell for
the leader of the pack.
One day my dad said, find someone new. I had to tell my Jimmy it was
true. What do you mean when you say that you better go find somebody new?
He stood there and asked me why, but all I could do was cry. I'm sorry I hurt you,
the leader of the pack.
He's sort of small. Kissed me goodbye. The tears were beginning to show. As he drove away on that rainy night, I begged him to go slow. Whether he heard, I'll never know.
Let's ask him.
Hey, Murray, is it true Betty's wearing your ring?
Mm-hmm. Who's that banging on the piano?
I don't know.
You going out with her tonight?
You bet your firm.
By the way, where'd you meet her?
I met her one day at the laundromat.
She turned around and smiled at me. You get the picture?
Yes, we see. And that's when I fell in love with the leader of the laundromat.
Find a laundry that's new.
How can I tell my baby
hang it!
When I finally got there, I told her it was all over between us. I'll never forget the hurt and the funny look in her eye. She grabbed my laundry and ran into the street, directly into the path of a runaway garbage truck. I yelled, "Watch out! Watch out! Watch out! Watch out!"
Dang it. I've felt so messy standing there.
Messy standing there.
My daddy's shorts were everywhere.
Daddy's shorts were everywhere.
Tenderly I kissed her goodbye. Picked up my clothes, they were finally dry. But I won't forget your love, oh leader of the laundromat.
And our final radio obituary is authentic, and one that Belinda has done about a month ago. It is for Richard Lyons, founding member of the band Negative Land. When she did his obit, I was reminded of a recording I have of the band when they last played locally at the Middle East in Central Square, Cambridge. Of course, it was too late to make that available to her for her obit, but not too late for now. So here's an excerpt of a performance by Negative Land called It's All in Your Head FM, Straight Talk About the God Man, recorded live at the Middle East on August 1st, 2007. The pre-penultimate and final radio obituary for Richard Lyons.
All in Your Head FM.
Well, friends, where can I begin? After reading One World Advertising's report on religious beliefs around the world, something in me just snapped. But nothing happened. And then it came to pass that during some of the spare time I am constantly burdened with, I finally decided to confront the God concept head on and become the founder of a new and unmusical spiritual philosophy called It's All in Your Head. As I saw immediately, and as you'll soon find out, the logic of this mental realization was, is, and always will be irresistible. Once you realize the role your head is playing in all this, you'll never go back to thinking otherwise, believe me. So, before I knew it, everyone sharing my summer beach spread in Malibu, including Negative Land, started calling themselves headites, eager to spread headism via any medium that would have us. The only one that would was the nearly forgotten medium of broadcast radio, now on its last tower legs and finally desperate enough about FCC-free satellite radio and podcasting to publicly entertain the concept that there is no God, just to get listeners. UMN thinks like this. Right now, showing people that something usually thought to be as important as God is actually non-existent will bring people back to radio's fabled nothing-to-see zone and rekindle the golden age of plus six ratings. How do we do that and do it by the next fiscal quarter?
Well, Oslo, we'll do it by offering listeners in-depth analysis proving the extreme likelihood that there is simply no supernatural, patriarchal personage called God. Instead of that, headites encourage increased funding for increased study of the human brain, the metabolism of thought, and especially the unique organic mystery of human values, things like having a conscience and morality. And most importantly, the neurological basis of mythologies past and present that are used to symbolize the spiritual capacity that has inescapably typified our evolving human intelligence over the last 500,000 years. We've got a lot of catching up to do. Think about it. It's All in Your Head FM, forever.
When it comes to blunting your taste for the normal, we're on the grinding edge. The Universal Media Network.
You're listening to It's All in Your Head FM, putting the less back in Godless.
Ah, yes, All in Your Head FM. And that's going to conclude our radio obituaries for tonight. Belinda will be back next week with a full load of them, I am sure. But now, with another 13 minutes or so to go before the 1 o'clock hour, we'll return to some of the silliness that Bubbles in the Think Tank can be known for, especially when it's not Belinda.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Up against the wall.
Come get your cat. Got like that. Baby, come get your cat. Come get your cat. Sometimes I don't have a clue about what you mean. You're always boiling water just to watch the steam. So good, turn to something so bad. Baby, come get your cat.
Choice.
and he knew for damn sure, man, he was nowhere without his gun. Nowhere without his gun. So when he went to get help, you know me really, really, really had no choice, 'cause he was bound to tie a girl, 'cause he would never, never, never cut no boys. 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 Cut no boys. Cut no boys. Cut no boys.
Early tune for Minervals, The Rotten Truth, going back to 1981. And that's going to almost do it here for us at Bubbles in the Think Tank. I am not Belinda, but Belinda will be back next week. We're glad the WMFO is back at all at this point. We're off the air all day today due to power structure technicalities here in the building that we are housed in. We were supposed to come back at 6, but didn't come back until just before Bubbles in the Think Tank. Praise the electronic gods that made this show possible. And WMFO will be back 24/7. I'll send you off with one more before turning it over to the WMFO Autotron DJ until the next live person comes in. This song goes back to our Memorial Day set. I meant to play it back there, but I forgot. It's a local artist who's no longer with us. His name is Peter Kastner, and he's got a song here called Bipartisan Bloodlust. Song for Bipartisan Bloodlust. And that'll be our salute to Memorial Day one more time. And then I'll turn you over to the WMFO Autotron. Stay tuned.
Let's go out and do a little killing.
Killing.
That'll set the whole thing right.
Set it right.
Dropping all those bombs is oh so thrilling.
Thrilling.
We could do it morning, noon, and night.
All night.
I kinda hanker back to those napalm days. Setting those civilians all ablaze. Burning down their homes with my Ronson flame. If we cook a few alive, well hey, now you know who's to blame. Love it when we start in carpet bombing. Dropping death from heaven up above. I find those big explosions kind of calming. I look on it as just an act of love.
Let's fuck 'em.
I kinda hanker back to those napalm days. Set